Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Plus, doorbusters for their Earth Day sale. 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And that would mean I'm JR. Unless I wasn't here, then I wouldn't be JR, but I am. And I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're cool. I hope you're smooth wherever you're at. And if you're not, just listen to me for a little bit. I'll try my best to help you out. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer, super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And we've had a busy night. We've talked about jerks like the Oakland Athletics owner, John Fisher. The man is ready to move the team to Vegas. And he's just been bleeding the fans out in Oakland dry. We talked about another jerk in Dylan Brooks. He is Diet Draymond Green, to borrow a phrase from Brian Windhorst of ESPN. We talked about Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer suspended by Major League Baseball for 10 games. They said he had too much sticky stuff on his hands. Don't ask him where he got the sticky stuff from. Anyway, we also had some NBA basketball tonight. We had another NBA player get kicked. Nobody got ejected. We had another NBA player get hit in the groin. James Harden got ejected. And then even a few minutes ago, the Golden State Warriors beat the Kings 114-97. And then we still have another game going on right now. I don't want to say down to the wire, but it'd be a sham if they lost. Right now, the Suns, they lead the Clippers 119-115. There's about a minute and a half left in this game. Clippers are trying to get back into it. The series is tied 1-1. There is no Kawhi Leonard. And so we're going to get into Joel Embiid and his kick. We'll get into James Harden and his ejection. But a few minutes ago, I told you the Warriors beat the Kings 114-97. This series is now 2-1. Sacramento leads. There was no Draymond Green tonight. Domantas Sabonis did play, pulling down 16 rebounds to go along with 15 points. But the Sacramento Kings never led. The largest deficit for the game was 23 points. Steph Curry finished tonight with 36 points. He knocked down 6 3-pointers. And Kevon Looney, who needs Draymond Green? Kevon Looney had 20 rebounds and 9 assists all by him damn self. Steph Curry, he just spoke to Ernie Johnson on TNT, and Ernie said, "There ain't no Draymond out there. How the hell did y'all do it?"
So what was... What was the mindset? His last 48 hours, a lot of news coming out of the NBA office on Draymond Green and the one-game suspension. So how did you guys handle that? And can you tell me what he had to say to you guys as he addressed you yesterday?
I mean, like you said, there's a lot of distractions and noise around the series. Obviously, you know, losing both games up there was a tough way to start, and you wanted to come home with some good, you know, focus, and then you get that call that he's just suspended, and it's a tough blow. But yesterday at practice, we had really good energy, understanding what the mission was, to understand we couldn't change anything about the decision that we knew was wrong, but that if we could come out and win tonight, it changes the momentum of the series, and it gives us an opportunity to just make it about basketball. And that was Draymond's message the whole time, was, you know, make the right adjustments, come with the right energy, protect our home court. When he gets back on Sunday, we got to capitalize off of that and try to win and even up the series. So we did what we're supposed to do. They say, you know, Draymond's got a history. So do we. So we know how to bounce back.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right, little shots fired there. Okay. Hey, Shep, did you know Steph Curry was a little sharp like that? Did you know that?
What I also know is that he, along with his other teammates in the whole franchise, don't for one second take any accountability when it comes to why Draymond Green is who he is on the court. But yeah, he's clever and catchy and cute. We get all that. Yep. Thanks, Steph.
Oh, damn. What did he do to you?
Well, it's like...
What did Steph Curry do to you?
Steph. The best or second best player on the Sacramento Kings, like, was dealing with sternum issues. You don't know whether or not he could breathe. He was on the floor. Who knows how injured he was? And the guy who caused that was acting as if a celebration should ensue and a party should break out. And I had no recollection of Steph holding him accountable or speaking to that. Yet it's the league seems to be against the Warriors, and it was the wrong decision to suspend Draymond Green. This is where Steph Curry has to truly be the iconic leader of this franchise.
What?
And so like...
Whoa.
Yes?
He has been... What do you want him to do? He didn't say anything.
Hold his teammate accountable, JR. Steph Curry, if there's anybody, not Bob Myers, not Joe Lacob, not Peter Gruber, not Steve Kerr, if there is anybody in that organization that can come out and say, Draymond, we may not agree with you getting suspended, but nonetheless, you put yourself in a position with your antics in history where you would cost us a game and you not participate in this particular game three. He can do that, and he has never done that.
So there's a couple of things.
Yes.
That ain't his job.
Why not?
Right? That's not in his job description. And second of all, I am sure or certain that this was in some type of way addressed to Draymond Green. And another thing is, even if it wasn't...
It's not getting through, though, JR.
It's not going to. This is, I mean, he's not a kid. He's not a baby. Like, this is what it is.
Oh, but he's an employee of that organization seems to do whatever he wants.
Well, here's the ultimate point. This is not it's not a charity. It's not a church. It's not a preschool, an after school. It's not a Goodwill program. They're playing basketball. And so there ain't nobody running around, well, I'm not going to say, you know, in a white robe, but they're playing ball, man. Like, they want to go out there and win. And, yeah, you want to be sportsmanlike. You don't want to be a complete jerk or an ass. But at the end of the day, you do want to have an edge. And the name of the game, right or wrong, shake hands, don't shake hands, give a hug, hit in the groin. At the end of the day, you want to win. Draymond Green, over the past several years, more often than not, and we can look at suspensions and et cetera, the Golden State Warriors have won. They are one of the few dynasties that the NBA in its 75, 76-year history has ever seen. No one, nobody can complain about the results. You can say we could have had more, we might have more. Nobody can complain with the results. When this book is closed and it's all said and done and Draymond is in the Hall of Fame, and Steph Curry is in the Hall of Fame, and Klay Thompson is in the Hall of Fame, and Steve Kerr is in the Hall of Fame, ain't nobody going to complain. They're going to make jokes about this dude. Okay, yeah, he stepped on Sabonis' chest. Disgusting, terrible. He was suspended for it. But that doesn't mean that, you know, Steph Curry at any point in time needs to run around, you know, well, we don't need this from Draymond. It's not necessary. Steph Curry does enough with how he behaves. That's it. Klay Thompson does enough with how he behaves. And Draymond Green is tolerated because he brings something to the team that helps them win. It's not just defense. It's not just being an ass. It's actually bringing an edge. It's being an irritant. And sometimes you got to take the good and you got to take the bad. Rasheed Wallace is probably one of my favorite basketball players of all time. Love Rasheed Wallace. Shout outs to Philly. Love Rasheed. The man was a complete nut, and you knew what he could do on the court. He could win you a game, and then he could give away points on the other end. It's basketball. And so I don't think the Warriors owe anybody anything. And so we might see if they win this series, they might lose this series. Draymond may have to go play basketball in Siberia or Dallas. Might be the same thing at this point in time. But I don't think it's a big deal. None of these dudes owe anybody anything as long as they go out there and win. And one day, probably sooner than later, this will all be done. And everybody will look and go, well, damn, this was one of the greatest periods of time for any organization at any time in the history of the NBA. And so the Warriors tonight, they beat the Kings. No Draymond, 114-97. Domantas Sabonis, he did play, as I mentioned. 15 points, 16 rebounds. The Warriors never led. At one point, they were down by 23 points. And they will be back in action Sunday afternoon. That game will take place in San Francisco. And let's see if the Warriors can go ahead and even this series. Draymond Green will be back. And I'm sure he's still going to go out there and push some buttons. And if it's going to help the team win, nobody is going to complain. We just had a game go final, the last game of tonight. It's official. The Phoenix Suns, they just beat the Clippers 129-124 in game three. The Phoenix Suns now have a 2-1 series lead. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll share more information about the Suns beating the Clippers. No Kawhi Leonard tonight. It's everybody and their mother dealing with injuries. Another game, the one that did finish early today. This was a wild one. The Philadelphia 76ers knocking off the Nets 102-97. Early in the game, Nicholas Claxton went up for a dunk. Nick Claxton and Joel Embiid, they are not the best of friends. Joel Embiid happened to fall at the end of the play, at the end of the dunk. He did not get dunked on, but he ended up falling. Nick Claxton decided to step over Joel Embiid, and Joel Embiid decided to kind of kick at him. Hey, get out of my damn airspace. Joel Embiid only hit with a flagrant one. He was allowed to stay in the game. Nick Claxton, he picked up a technical foul for taunting. Take a listen to this play. This is courtesy of TNT.
He'll come the other way. Mikal Bridges. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and Claxton, and down goes both of the players.
It looked like, did Embiid trip Claxton? Because it looked like he was looking over him after that finish there by Claxton. Claxton was standing over Embiid. What a pass here from Bridges to Claxton. Now look at the stare down. It's kind of hard to tell there. There's the finish. And there's the stare down and the step over.
Ooh. Looked like one of the Rockettes with that kick.
Wow. See, Embiid, he took offense to this. The stepping over right there. Well, hey. We saw in that Sacramento Golden State, that little entanglement.
What is Reggie Miller talking about? Oh, that entanglement. The last time I heard entanglement, it was because Will Smith's wife. What happened? What?
The red table.
Yeah, the last time I heard entanglement, it was Jada Pinkett Smith having I don't know if it's an affair, having a relationship with her son's friend while she's still married to Will Smith. That's an entanglement. Somebody tell Reggie Miller to relax. They're just playing basketball. Joel Embiid kicked Nick Claxton, and it was just, he just kicked him. Like, he was over him, he kicked him. And Charles Barkley is sitting on TV going, oh, he tried to kick him in the groin. That's the only thing that was there, his legs and his groin. This is what Charles Barkley thought about this. Him and Shaq, maybe they've been kicked in the groin too much. They sounded nuts. Listen to this on TNT.
I thought he should have been ejected. I thought that was a flagrant two. I think his was worse than Draymond's, to be
Thank
honest
you.
With
you.
Worse than Draymond's?
Yes. Yeah, because he tried to kick a guy in his jump.
Yes.
Just because the guy's a bad shot. You know what he was trying to do.
I mean, so what's the law?
Yeah, no, we all have our own opinion. I thought he tried to kick him in his private parts. He should have got ejected. That's just
Whatever
my personal opinion.
Whatever the law is, we go by the law. So if one guy gets suspended for the game, I'm not saying kick the man out. I'm just saying, like, that's supposed to be the law. Draymond did the same thing.
Are you
saying Embiid should have been ejected from the game?
I don't want to say it because I don't want that to be the headlines. I'm just saying I seen something like this the other day, and a guy got ejected and suspended. So how come it's not the same thing? It looks similar.
So you're basically saying that you just don't want to see it.
Well, I'll say it. I thought he should have got ejected.
No. Joel Embiid was called for a flagrant one foul. Okay? Flagrant one foul. Unnecessary contact committed by a player against an opponent. That was Joel Embiid's kick. That's it. He kicked him. A flagrant two, which gets you ejected, is unnecessary and excessive. He kicked him. He didn't roundhouse kick him. He didn't hit him with a Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat. He didn't wind up and throw a Liu Kang. He kicked him. Not excessive, okay? Unnecessary, yes, but not excessive. Joel Embiid stays in the game. Joel Embiid finishes tonight. Not the best of nights. Had a big block at the end of the game to help seal things. Joel Embiid had 14 points and 10 rebounds. Meanwhile, James Harden, he wasn't around for the victory that Tyrese Maxey helped deliver. 10 consecutive points at the end of the game to finish with 25. James Harden was thrown out in the third quarter. He was having his best game of the series, 21 points up until then. James Harden is trying to drive to the basket. He's at the three-point line. He's being guarded by Royce O'Neal. Royce O'Neal kind of forces James Harden to go right, and he's on James' shoulder. Harden is looking for space and separation, and so he does what a lot of people do. Extends his arm, extends his hand, but he hits Royce O'Neal in the groin. And the NBA referees, for whatever reason, they decided to call this a flagrant two after reviewing it, and they booted James Harden. This was absolutely ridiculous. Joel Embiid, he should have stayed in the game. And he did. James Harden getting ejected for an accidental hit, that was ridiculous as well. I think the NBA, was it a makeup call by these refs? I have no idea. But James Harden, he shouldn't have been ejected. He spoke after the game. James Harden said, I ain't mean to hit that man. What y'all talking about?
I didn't even think it was a foul on me. You know what I mean? Somebody dripped on me. Natural reaction is just use your off arm and get him off a little bit, and that was it. You know what I mean? It wasn't like no wind up, elbow, none of that. I didn't hit him in the private area, none of that. So that can't happen. Can't happen.
Yeah, that was just bad. Either way, the Philadelphia 76ers, they now lead this series 3-0. Philadelphia comes out on top, 102-97. Brooklyn Nets, I mean, let's be real here. They ain't got no hope. Philadelphia just needs to wait for the Boston Celtics to finish up the Hawks. Maybe they do that over the weekend. And maybe Philadelphia can get this over with and try try to get some rest. Game four, Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock Eastern in Brooklyn. Let's see what the Sixers do to finish this out. Maybe the game will be maybe it'll be a cleaner game. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to some of your calls on the other side of this break, and then I am going to let you know about the last NBA game of the night that just concluded. It's done. It's all she wrote. The Phoenix Suns, they beat the Clippers 129-124. Phoenix leads this series 2-1. I'll fill you in. I'll update you. I'll take your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and you know, and then I'm walking in the house and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let me tell you something here. Wow. The game that just went final, almost at the top of the hour, the Phoenix Suns, they beat the Los Angeles Clippers without Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard dealing with a sore knee. Phoenix wins 129-124, and Phoenix now has a 2-1 series lead. This was the first game down in Los Angeles, and let me just tell you what happened. First of all, Russell Westbrook, free reign, right? No Kawhi, he lit it up. 30 points, 12 assists, 8 rebounds. This was like a dream for Russell Westbrook, I'm sure. Norman Powell, also required to come in and score. That's what he did. Norman Powell, 42 points. He was 7 of 12 from downtown. He was 15 of 23. He did his job. Bones Highland called to provide some offense as well. He had 20 points off the bench. And that's all good and fine, but Phoenix still had the victory, and you could thank the usual suspects, right? I'm waiting for this guy to have a bad game. He just doesn't. He's a basketball machine. He's like the Terminator for basketball. Kevin Durant had 28 points. Chris Paul doesn't need to do a whole lot, not that he can anymore, besides flop and be angry. 11.7 assists, 1 of 8 from downtown. Pretty poor. But this man lost his mind tonight. Devin Booker, 45 points. He took 29 shots. He made 18 of them. He knocked down 3 3-pointers. Devin Booker completely lost it. Took it to another level. And he got busy in the fourth quarter, helping to extend the Suns' lead as they tried to put this squad, the Clippers, out of their misery tonight. Devin Booker was doing it all over the place. Hit a layup. Extended the lead to 10 in the fourth. Listen to this.
Paul inbounding near side as he gets it from Bill Kennedy and fires to Booker. Crosses over on Gordon. Goes to the rim. Layup goes again. Devin Booker give him 42 on the night to lead all scores. Suns back up 10. 113-103 as we hit the 5-minute mark here in the fourth.
I told you about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is a basketball terminator. He just goes out and he gets what he wants. This time, he's out and running. Listen to this.
Now Powell on the drive, takes Booker to the rim. He blocks him at the rim, and it's taken by Durant. Here come the Suns in transition. KD all the way, lays it up and in.
What a play by Devin Booker. Blocking him at the rim leads to a run out for the Suns.
Yeah, Los Angeles Clippers, they still didn't give up. And so Torrey Craig, I didn't even mention him. He had 15 points tonight. He knocked down 3 3-pointers. And this one right here was probably the most important one.
Booker telling Craig to give it to Kevin Durant. Now he finally does with eight on the shot clock. Durant crosses over on Gordon. Swings to Craig for three. He got it from the left corner. TC lines it up and knocks it down. None bigger than that one. He's got 15 on the night, and it's 122-116 Suns.
But I told you, Devin Booker, he was a star. 45 points for Devin Booker. He pretty much finished this up. And everybody loves a good and one.
Booker drives past man through the lane, hangs in the air, puts it off the window and in. Count that baby and the foul. The big time deuce and damage for D-Book with 42 seconds left. He's got 44 and counting, and the Suns are up eight.
Yeah. Devin Booker is crazy, man. He is. The Phoenix Suns would, they might be my favorites in the West. It's still looking at that bench. Ugh. Damian Lee was able to provide 8 points tonight. Great. Thank you. Thank God he did something. Every time I look at Bismack Biyombo, 4 points. Josh Okogie, 6 points. Phoenix Suns starters got to go out there and just, they really got to do all the work. Kind of wild out there. Here's the final call from the game. All these clips are courtesy of the Suns Radio Network.
Back to a 5-point lead. Durant again gets the inbounds pass, and the Clippers will call off the dogs. They will let KD dribble out the remaining second, and the Suns win 129-124, the final score in game three of this first round playoff matchup with the Clippers. They take a 2-1 series lead.
2-1 series lead. Went down to that stupid name place, Crypto.com Arena. They walked away with a victory. And Mr. 45 points himself, Devin Booker, he spoke with Ashley Shamati on NBA TV. And it was pretty much about what the hell they need to do to keep on winning in L.A.
Knowing this won't get any easier as the series goes on, what do you guys have to do to continue to win on their home floor?
I mean, just come in, you know, communicate, talk to each other, play high-level defense, and then just, you know, get out and play basketball. You know, you have to simplify it once you get to the playoffs.
I'm guessing prioritizing rest for you guys as well.
Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of rest. We got an early one Sunday or Saturday.
All right, Devin, thanks so much. Congrats.
Good seeing you.
Yeah, I mean, when you score 45 points, you want to rest, right? They're going to be back in action on Saturday. And the Phoenix Suns, they're trying to put the clamps here on the Los Angeles Clippers. They want to go up 3-1 and get them the hell up on out of here. And Kawhi Leonard, he might have to load manage all the way until next season, because we know they got no chance in hell with no Paul George, no Kawhi, and Russell Westbrook just going out there running wild with no victories. Sad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out. Steve Kerr just spoke to the media, so we will talk to Steve Kerr as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and you know, and then I'm walking in the house and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Another eventful day, night. Slash night in the world of sports. It's been busy. We saw Joel Embiid out here kicking Nick Claxton, did not get ejected. James Harden did get ejected, I think, for stupid reasons, accidentally hitting someone in the groin, Royce O'Neal, and the 76ers still won, 102-97. They could thank Mr. Tyrese Maxey. Philadelphia leads 3-0. The Golden State Warriors, they beat the Kings 114-97. They pick up their first series victory. Sacramento leads 2-1. They go to San Francisco and they stink, okay? That's it. De'Aaron Fox almost had a triple-double, 26 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. But Steph Curry had 36 points. Malik Monk only finished with 4 points for Sacramento. And Sabonis did play. And he didn't have too bad of a game, all things considered. 15 points, 16 rebounds. In the game that just ended, the Suns beat the Clippers 129-124. Devin Booker dropping 45 points to lead the Phoenix Suns. We're going to hear from head coach of the Sacramento Kings, Mike Brown, who also happens to be coach of the year. And then we'll hear from Steve Kerr back home in San Francisco picking up a victory. Before we do that, let's hit the phone lines real quick. 855-212-4CBS. Mac is calling from Buffalo. What's up, Mac?
Hey.
Hey, Mac, you're live. Go ahead.
Oh, we didn't get cut off. Okay. Cool. You know what I was thinking when you were doing your overview of games tonight? I thought that was really excellent. I loved it because I don't have a TV and I watch it on my phone. But I think that in order for a game to be interesting, every team needs a bad boy. And what I mean by bad boy, I finally remembered his name. I was talking to your producer and I couldn't remember his name. Like Dennis Rodman from the Chicago Bulls. You remember him?
Unfortunately.
It just makes it interesting. You know, maybe everybody, their other players don't know, other teammates don't really know what's going on with them and why they're like that. And, you know, the way that the Steph Curry from the Warriors was, well, I'm probably got the wrong team as
well. Well, let me ask you a question.
But, ask me a question.
Well, slow down a little bit.
Goodness. Ask me a question.
I will. Okay, slow down. Do you have a favorite bad boy? Is Dennis Rodman your favorite bad boy?
He is probably the one that I can remember the most.
Okay. All
and
right.
Found most interesting.
Okay.
Because with basketball, I tend to lean towards the college basketball a little bit more.
Okay.
So
the
NBA people can't remember their names as well as I would like to.
Well, enjoy all of the bad boys.
Tell me it's okay. Please.
tell you what is okay.
That turning 55 is okay.
Turning 55?
I'll be 55 on my
happy
birthday.
I'm not there yet, but happy almost birthday.
It's almost there. May 1st.
When is your birthday? Oh, my God. When is your birthday?
My birthday is May 1st.
Okay.
Very happy to celebrate what God has given me.
Good.
But it's touching me a little bit.
I'm sure it is. You'll be well. Okay. You're only as old as how you feel. Okay,
if you
Mac.
Say, oh, I was going to say your podcast is excellent.
Oh, you've
and
listened
I have
to Agents
a, I have
of
a hard time.
Oh
yes,
God.
I have a hard time remembering the name of it.
Good,
but I
well,
do.
I'm glad you,
I do
oh
listen
God.
To it. There's too I'm many podcasts
you,
out there, but yours is one that I listen to.
Thank you for your time. Mac. Have a good night.
Continue your good show. Have a good night.
Thank
bye.
You. Okay. Bye bye. Shep, say something.
Well, I was just, no, I mean, I'm fascinated that Mac thinks 55 is old. It's not. That was my takeaway. I mean, other than the fact that sometimes Mac doesn't know where she wants to go, given the conversation of the call, but I always love
how... She likes bad boys.
And I got that one. But who doesn't like bad boys? That's overstating the obvious. Everyone likes a bad boy. And I don't mean, like, I mean... Yeah, I'm going to quit while I'm not ahead. But no,
I didn't say anything.
Oh, thank you for not allowing me to dig myself out of that hole. But JR, the point is, like, everyone likes someone with a little extra oomph, a little extra pizzazz. And certainly Draymond Green, Dennis Rodman have both going for them. Now, Draymond, I don't remember Rodman costing his teams series, though. Draymond
he
Green can make
that cameraman
claim.
His nuts.
He got that right, but it didn't cost him a series. And a lot of people
he
feel like
he headbutted that ref.
Yeah, a lot of people feel like the cameraman was, doing a little bit of acting there, though.
If I got kicked by Dennis Rodman, I'd be acting, too.
Okay.
He did kick the guy. He kicked the cameraman in the nuts.
Yeah, I thought there was a little bit of acting and hemming it up there.
I like all villains. I'm here for all the villains.
Except for Dylan Brooks.
No, I don't. He's a jerk. I like the bad guy. What was the guy? Hans Peter Gruber from Die Hard?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I liked him. I like all the Star Wars villains except for Palpatine. I didn't like him. I like Darth Vader. I like the Terminator before he was the good Terminator.
Shredder?
Oh, Shredder. No, I didn't like him.
Gotcha. Cruella de Vil?
Nah, she's silly.
Scar?
Did he kill his brother?
He killed Mufasa, yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, not a fan.
No. But I like the bad guys. I always like the bad guys in a movie. Huh. Who's the biggest... Is Darth Vader the biggest villain of all time in, like, anything? Darth Vader, right?
That's a great question. Hook? Hook has to be up there.
From Peter Pan?
Yeah, Captain Hook. Yeah.
Keep going.
I mean, in terms of blockbuster and commercial success, Darth Vader, but reputation.
Yeah, Darth Vader's number one.
I don't know.
I mean, let's think about this for a minute, right?
Right.
We can only legitimately go back in media, forms of media, sure. Popular media,
sure,
for about 100, 120 years.
Right.
That's not a long time. So if we think about that, I mean, outside of just saying the devil is the biggest villain of all time, we can just throw him out the window. He might go back a few thousand or whatever years. It has to be Darth Vader. It has to be. There's no bigger villain anywhere than Darth Vader. Nowhere.
You know who's up there? But a lot of people consider this person or figure to be a very much, you know, cult classic and a cultural icon.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's a good one, too. Would be the Joker. The ultimate villain who was very liked and accepted by a lot of outsiders.
Oh, no, I like the Joker.
Okay. But it's
that's
still,
my guy.
But he's a villain, though.
Is he?
The Joker is absolutely a villain. Yeah.
I feel like the Joker is, he is a tormented individual.
He's still a
punished,
villain.
Punished by society, and society turned him into what he is, and now he's basically showing everybody what y'all do behind closed doors. That's okay. The Joker. They did it to him.
Okay, so he's Peter robbing Paul. I get that, and I understand that he's tormented.
They made him that way.
But you can make that case for every human being that kind of went to the dark side, right? Like,
man,
they were tipped off by the bad part of society. They got the brunt of their existence, and they got an unfair childhood, and then
they did so much to him.
Yeah, that's true.
They pushed him. It's like one of my shout outs to my main man Melly Mel and Grandmaster Flash. They did the message. I would have Melly Mel on the show here, but he just we'd have to bleep out every word.
I got a villain for you.
Who is it?
You're not gonna like this. I would say Skip Bayless. In terms of sports media,
is that the old guy with Shannon?
Yeah, Skip Bayless, Dave Portnoy, Keith Olbermann, like individuals that are just contrarians and, you know, provocateurs and just like to light fires.
Yeah, they don't come anywhere close to the people we just talked about.
Yeah, that's fair. They don't hold a candle to those guys.
No, it's the Joker. Now, Joker, is he like top five, right?
I would say so.
If Darth Vader is number one, the Joker has to be top five. He has to be.
Kylo Ren.
Oh, from Star Wars?
Yeah, Kylo
Ren. Isn't that one of them new characters? He's new.
Yes. But
ain't nobody thinking about him.
what about Hannibal Lecter?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's top five.
Good.
Would you go? Oh, man. He's amazing. He might be two or three behind Darth Vader. Be Darth Vader, Hannibal Lecter, then you put the Joker in there. Yeah, that's good. I'm going to think about that some more.
It's a new top six list, I think, at some point, right? And during the summer?
Not for here.
Okay, got it.
Maybe we do athlete villains.
Okay.
And or maybe we can't put fake ones there.
Gotcha.
And Dylan Brooks is a fake villain, trying too hard. I don't know who this guy is, but maybe he's a villain. It's Corey from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Corey?
What's up, champ? Good morning, man. I want to switch it up a little bit, man. Let's talk about our hometown guy Tank Davis tomorrow with that big fight of him and get your take on it, man. I think if he pull this off, I think Devin Haney and his dad can't put it off no longer, man. It gotta be a unification fight between those guys. And if you ain't doing nothing tomorrow, man, come up 95, man. Meet me over at Jimmy Seafood, man. Get yourself a crab cake. First round of Stella's on me, bro. Have a good night, man.
You're in Baltimore?
Yes, sir.
I'm in Atlanta right now. I'm going to be in D.C. next week.
Next week. What part?
Yeah, I'm not in D.C. right now. You thought I was in D.C. right now?
Hey, man, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't be knowing where I'm at either. I just know I'm not in D.C. today. Give me a couple days. I'll be in D.C.
My God. What you think on the fight, man?
Gervonta Davis is going to punch Ryan Garcia in the chest. It's going to be curtains.
So what you think about the Devin Haney unification, man? You think they're going
to in due time? If they made this fight with Ryan Garcia, it shouldn't be difficult to go ahead and get a fight with Haney. I mean, I think that'll be next, and I think Tank will take care of this guy, and that'll be the next logical fight, because it's coming to a point in time, unless Tank takes an L and maybe he gets complacent. I don't see that happening. You know, right. Who else is there for him to fight? Nobody.
Lomachenko's
washed up. Come on. Yeah, Lomachenko's trying to come back on a comeback trail. I mean, the shine is off of Vasily Lomachenko. That's over, man. He can try to come back. He can. But, look, Tank is going to take care of Ryan, and he can fight Haney. And maybe if we're lucky, we get that fight later on this year. Appreciate you, Corey.
I hope so, man. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Enjoy the knockouts. I mean, we could talk about boxing villains. That's a whole nother space. Anyway, we've had a busy night, folks. We have talked about Max Scherzer and the sticky stuff on his hands. We have talked about the possum at Oakland Coliseum, or whatever they call that trap. We talked about the ridiculous owner of the Oakland Athletics getting ready to move the team in a few years to Las Vegas. We talked all of this damn basketball. Suns win. Sixers win. The Warriors win. And then we got more basketball tomorrow. We talked about Tom Brady. Won't tell anybody that he's really leaving. And then we got Celtics, Hawks. I'm going to try to stop by the game tomorrow. We got the Cavaliers and the Knicks. We got the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. We got a lot to do. But either way, I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. For all my folks on the East Coast, or if you're up in Boston, if you're in Massachusetts, I'm going to be on WEEI in the morning at 9:30 a.m. talking about Agents of Inclusion. Go ahead and search Agents of Inclusion, the newest podcast recently launched with myself, Odyssey, and Special Olympics. Hey, Shep, thank you again for an amazing night.
My pleasure is always there. Thank you, sir.
No, of course. It's going to be time for me to shut up. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow. If you miss me in the meantime, it's very simple. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. It's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm not a villain. I'm a good guy. I like bad guys in the movies. Not bad guys in real life. I don't like Dylan Brooks, though. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. I'm gone.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts. The iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations.
Dr. John Draper talks about the new 988 short code for Mental Health Suicide Lifeline.
In terms of just providing access to a service that we know is effective in reducing emotional distress and suicidality among people who contact, you're definitely going to reach more people, including save more lives.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BETUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.